Revelation chapter number 4, and I want to just talk a little bit about him that sits upon the throne. This is after our Lord has given John the revelation of the church ages. Of course, these were seven literal churches. But they are also a picture of the church ages, the condition of those church ages. And many Bible scholars and students believe chapter 4, verse 1 is a picture. Church ages ended, rapture. After this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. We know who that is. There's not but one door. Jesus said, I'm the door. By me, if any man will enter in, he shall be saved. And there's a door opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me. Remember the scripture that the apostle said that the Lord himself would descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. This looks very familiar. A voice I heard, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me. I mean, can you imagine the sound of a trumpet? What it would sound if words were being made by that trumpet? We're going to hear that one day. Which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Now I know this is him calling John up to give him the revelation. Literally, that's what that's talking about. But this is a very picture of the rapture. And immediately I was in the Spirit. Immediately, I was in the Spirit. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, you and I are going to go from carnal bodies to spiritual bodies. But John was in the Spirit. He was still in his body, but he had come to a revelation, and he was now in the Spirit. He was in the Spirit realm. To be able to see the things that he saw, he had to be in the Spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven. Look at this. A throne was set in heaven. And one sat on the throne. There's one God in three persons, isn't there? There's one that sat upon the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper. Now that is, some say it's like a green, transparent looking. Others say that it's more of a white with a green tint, but transparent. And a sardine stone, and that's a blood red stone. This is what he saw in appearance. He said that he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. There was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. An emerald rainbow. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. Now, a lot of people say that it's the 12 sons, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 sons of Jacob that were of the 12 tribes, and the 12 apostles. That's what some say. But there are 24 elders. But that's not the spectacular part. Out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. A lot of people say that sea of glass like unto crystal speaks of transparency. Nothing hid. Nothing can be hid. Everything is transparent and open. Everything that it speaks of God's ability to see all. That's what a lot of people say that they believe that picture is. I'm getting down here to the part, and this is the part I want to talk about him that sat upon the throne. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass, verse 6, like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne, round about the throne, were 4 beasts full of eyes, before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Have you ever heard a preacher when he was in the middle of preaching and he called our Heavenly Father a thrice holy God? 3 times holy. Thrice. That's what he's trying to say. A thrice holy God. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And they rest not day and night. They rest not day and night. Saying that, which was and is to come. Now, so I want to look at what this speaks of concerning him that sat upon the throne. Just in these few verses, verse 6 through verse number 8. There's a lot that I see in there, things that God gave me when I was younger. The first thing that I had ever noticed was that it spoke of his holiness. Years ago, I began to read this, and I was very interested in trying to find out what were these beasts, these 4 beasts. You know, what was there, you know, one like a calf and one had the face of a man, others like a lion, and 4th beast was like a flying eagle. And you read about men and they say it speaks of his creation, him as creator. And that's wonderful. I can believe that. We can see all of creation. Fowls of the air, those animals that are, you know, made to graze, those that are made to hunt, then there's the man that God put over all of them. The eagle that flies in the air. However that you want to look at that, but these are 4 beasts that are created, that are around the throne, and they're full of eyes within. They have many eyes. I don't know how many eyes they have, but they have many eyes. The Bible said twice. One time it said, the beast full of eyes before and behind, at the end of verse 6. That means on their front side and on their back side. Full of eyes before and behind. If he turned around, you saw their back. They had full of eyes. But the Bible made it clear in verse number 8, the four beasts had each of them six wings about him. And they were full of eyes within. Now listen, this is how the Lord gave it to me. Most men with two eyes, if they stay around somebody long enough, Brother Jerry Lee, they can find a fault. They can find out what's wrong, Brother Dave. They can see the fault of a man or a woman. But these beasts have been created for one purpose. Not to tell us this speaks necessarily of God's creation, and though it may. And it resonates that. It does. But more than that, day and night, they are round about the throne, looking upon Him that is on the throne. They've been doing that ever since they were created, before the creation of man, no doubt. And the Bible said there, they cease not day and night crying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty." I mean, they cannot ever see a blemish, not one scar, not one fault have they found in our God. That is their purpose, to look upon Him. That is what they come to that every hour, every minute. They are all crying, each of them, all in concord. Not one different from the other. All of them agreeing, our God is holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. All those eyes looking, if there was anything, you'd think they'd have found it. They have not, nor ever shall. It speaks of His holiness. It speaks of His unchangeableness. Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Listen, He is always holy, always upon the throne. And He was and He is to come. That's His unchangeableness, but that's also His eternalness. That He always is. He was and He is to come. The God of eternity, the Lord and Savior of all that is, all time. Amen. Men today, they are really boasting in wisdom, you know, of how far, how many galaxies are in our universe, and then beyond our universe, there may be other universes. I say this, if it is, our God created it all. There's nothing that is that did not come from Him. He is the God that was and is to come. So it also speaks again of His unchangeableness, His eternal existence, His knowledge. He that was and is to come has to be omniscient. That He knows all. How could He not? He is the is to come as much as He is the was or the is. Do you think our God is bound by time, one day after another, 1 minute or 1 second after another, as we are? Oh, no, no. Our God sees all. He gave 2,000 years ago the last days written. Showed to John why God knows it. He's already there. Amen. He exists beyond time. Amen. He's the eternal God. His knowledge, His existence, His holiness. He is creator, the creation of these such beasts. Beast like a lion, the second like a calf, a third beast had a face as a man. The fourth beast was like a flying eagle. All of these are creations of what He has already created. This is not a man, this is a beast. With a face like a man. The eagle, it's a beast like an eagle. It's different in everything that it is. And it's created all of them. The first beast like a lion. The second beast like a calf. But not different, full of eyes, wings about them, flying around the throne. The supremacy of God to be in control of all, to create all, to receive glory from all that He has created. Listen, He's not making them do that. He created them, and that's what they do. They are made to worship Him. And their existence has been promoted to being there at the throne. Seeing Him. Can you imagine that is all your existence ever has been? To behold this glorious throne. In this glorious place. With all these other glorious beings. But also, it speaks of God's individuality. None other like Him. Listen, each one of them, there's none other like them. None other like them. And there's none other like Him. There's none other like each one of these four. And there's none other like Him that sits on the throne. Nobody else would any of these cry through all eternity, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. He is Lord, God, and Almighty. It speaks much of who He is. Thank God for that. Amen. Lord, God, He that is worthy of worship. Before the throne was a sea of glass. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne, there's only one on the throne. There's a lot before it, a lot in the midst of it, a lot round about it. There ain't but one that's upon it. Amen. And John said, I saw Him. That one that, you know, His voice was like a trumpet talking with me. That voice, the one when I saw Him, beheld, a throne was set in heaven. Set. When I saw that right there, His throne set. It just hit me. this word came to my heart. Unconditional. It's unmoving. Our God that sits upon this throne. The throne was set, and one sat on the throne. Unmovable. Unmovable. Everybody in heaven knows where the throne is. It's set. And there's one that sat, and he does sit upon the throne. Unmovable. Merciful. A God of covenant, that rainbow, you know that speaks of his covenant, his truth, his unconditional promise, his unwavering promises, his enduring, everlasting, eternal. A rainbow, we see it, we see half. They say that rainbow is like a circle, just like a wedding band. Speaks of no end, an eternal covenant, an eternal rainbow round about the throne. Praise God. Those that are with him, I think, speaks of his promise to Abraham. I think it also speaks of the church, those other 12, if they are apostles. I think also, as much as anything, it speaks of his gospel. That's why they are there. God's eternal word, his eternal gospel. The Bible called it the everlasting gospel. Amen. Praise God. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass. Now listen, you know, It pays to just take God's word literally. Don't try to spiritualize things too much. You can come up with anything you want to come up with. But these things that I've mentioned to you tonight, you can see them literally. I hope you can see them literally in everything that I've said, just in the words that God gave to John. The action of the created beings, their purpose, what they do, all around this center figure, he that is at the center of it all, the life giver. Listen, at the center of everything is our God. He is the one that there is nothing without him. We wouldn't have life without him. There wouldn't even be an earth without him. And man can mock and you know, disbelieve and all that they want to do today. But the truth is, he is the one on the throne. He is at the center of all that is. Whether it's one universe or many universes, they say they know these thousands of galaxies just in our universe. I think that's man trying to be wiser than he really is. Amen. But whatever's out there, it's for God's glory. The heavens declare the glory of God. God, listen, that's just that big. How long do you think it'd take man to get to the end of our little known galaxy? If he did have a spacecraft able to travel at light speed, I'm sure they've got it added up. And our God at thought could go leaps and bounds beyond that and back before man ever even pushed the ignition button. Amen. We're bound. He is not bound. He is not bound. Amen. I love him tonight, don't you? For us to have a God that big, boy, he's worthy, isn't he? We can trust him, you know it? We can come to him. And he said, ask and you shall receive. This same God tells us, come unto me. Come unto me. He's telling us. I don't know that he tells anybody else that, but he says, come unto me. To the man that he created, or the woman that he created, come to me. And his children, oh my, that God would take up abode in our heart. A God that big could put himself in our heart. That's just hard for me. I want you to stand.